Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic readings here on Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad that you're joining us today. Plus, time to time, we're going to have special guest psychics that will be joining us. Our show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate a reading, past reading. Always, and I want to say something real quick. Thank you. A couple of people that Nina and I had read on about jobs, they did get those jobs. So thank you for calling us and let us know. Very good validation. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously. And we do this from love and light, from the heart. If your phone number is blocked with a 111 number, you may get disconnected. So please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. And if no one has told you today that they love you, well, me and Miss Nina do. All right. Now, if you need an intimate reading one-on-one, you can reach me and Nina at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. When you go to our website, the first thing you're going to see is Easter. It's all colory and flowers. It's beautiful. But anyway, on the right-hand side, scroll down to psychic readings, and you got us. You'll get a reading from us. Okay, so I'm going to bring in Miss Nina, my co-host, and the lady that keeps me balanced. She's Saturday night already, so I'm going to let y'all know I'm Sunday morning today. Oh, before I bring Nina in, I'll also let me tell you, Nina and I will talk about it. Mercury retrograde begins today. It started already. It will end on May 3rd, but it began today. And also, to double up on that, tomorrow is a full moon. So we got back-to-back craziness. Okay, Miss Nina, come on in.
All right, I'm here, everyone, and yes, I'm Saturday night. Got Saturday Night Live. Essence of Success. Anyway, yeah, Mercury has come in with a bang for me today, so just be prepared. If it's already affecting me, it's going to affect you. Just remember, through retrograde, to always keep yourself grounded, surround yourself in white light, and hopefully you'll get through it unscathed. I'd like to welcome all of you to the show today. Big welcome to everybody that's in the chat room, which there's only one person, but anyways, I imagine I'll get more soon. Thank you for joining us. Also have some announcements. Happy, I believe it's 45th anniversary to Shirley and Rick, which is tomorrow. And on Saturday, one of my little gaffer will be 9 years old. Happy birthday, Kiana. I love you. And that's it for this week. For next week, because we won't be doing the show on Sunday because it's Easter Sunday, I have one birthday, and that is on the 21st of April. That's my grandson, Abraham. He will be 22, so happy birthday, Abe.
All right. Yeah, that's right, and thank you for that, Nina. Yes, Easter Sunday, next Sunday, we will be off. We won't have a show because we'll be involved in Easter gatherings and funs and functions with our friends and family. And we hope that you do too, that you all have a very good Easter as well. So, and then we'll be back on the 23rd. So mark your calendars. We'll be off next Sunday, but we will be back the 23rd and in full effect. Okay. Miss Nina, I was
going
to do the horse. I'm sorry, go ahead.
One more thing. We'll be back, or you'll be back on the 23rd for sure. I may have jumped Earth, gone to Mars.
Well, when you get back from Jupiter, please bring me some presents. Or
oh,
Mars
really?
Or Pluto. That is
okay,
funny.
You can...
Also, don't forget, folks, the new moon is the 26th, so mark that down, too. I'm going to do a quick prayer, and then I'm going to do the horoscopes for April, and we will begin our calls. Source is now manifesting and providing here and now every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source in the universe. Thank you, God, angels, and miracles, and everybody's ancestors. Okay, well, we're going to do the horoscopes, and then we're going to begin our calls. So this is the horoscopes now, and you can go back and read these. It's on the website under horoscopes. So you can go back if there's anything that you missed when I discuss it. So the theme for April is the focus is on new beginnings, manifesting desires, love urgings, house or property, finances, and the future. You want to begin something new to do, act, or go forth, and or are hoping for a miracle in your life or affairs. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Do say this. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. And that's true. They will. Even though we're in Mercury retrograde, for some people, it's a good thing. They don't have many problems. For the rest of us, you know, it becomes a challenge. So just remember that. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Okay, we shall begin now. First up, Aries. If you're looking to move in the next month or so, or even weeks, it will go well. There may be a few bumps in the road, but nothing really to worry about. Finances look a lot better in your future for the move to go smoothly. Your beliefs are manifesting for the good. See, your thought someone or somebody forgot about you. Thought someone or somebody forgot about you, Aries. That never happened. By the way, happy birthday, Aries. Taurus, are you experiencing love desires? Is it sex, companionship, security? You are capable of bringing all that to a relationship. What about bringing it to yourself, Taurus? Your future is loving yourself more. Truly make an effort. You need you, so suck it up and tell yourself you love yourself and will do better how you treat yourself. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Happy birthday to you, Taurus. Gemini. New beginnings are about to unfold for you, dear Gemini. Manifesting will bring your desired results. May not be exactly how you wanted it, but pretty damn close. Look at your hobbies or something you enjoy doing and sharing. Money is to be made this summer regarding your hobbies, Gemini. Finances will improve slowly, sorry, but they will. I believe by August will be your turnaround month for finances. Sunshine, no more rain in your clouds, Gemini. Congratulations. Cancer. New beginnings are popping up like popcorn all around you, like, wow, Cancer. This is your month, even though it is Mercury retrograde period. You will do good. Remember the karma saying, what goes around comes around. Well, dear Cancer, it's time for your comeuppance. In fact, you're overdue. Congratulations are in order on so many successes you will enjoy this month and just maybe a couple of surprises, but it's all good, Cancer. Leo, Celebration time. Come on. I got to sing it. Celebration time. Come on. About time, huh, Leo? Well, you have earned the good and bad. Just hold on for the next 3 weeks and behave yourself. Control that lion or lioness temper, please. Nobody is perfect, so think before you speak out of turn. It's time for a move, maybe? But who is moving, you or somebody else? Just saying, Leo, we love you. Virgo. Virgo, now is not the time. Please hold. I'm sorry, I was just thinking about somebody. Please hold your razor-sharp tongue. I know you wish to speak out and tell the truth. It will happen by and by. If you are dating, keep it low-key at this time. If you're in a relationship, try to compromise when it comes to options. Relationship-wise, Virgo might be a little touch and go. Everyone is not as analytical as you are, Virgo. Trust me, folks, appreciate that in you. Just don't want to hear it all the time. Finances are starting to look up, Virgo. Nina is a Virgo, and because we were talking prior to the show, I just got instilled this in. I laughed because I said, please hold your razor-sharp tongue. Y'all, Nina doesn't curse. That's why I say she's Sunday morning. She never curses. But she was upset, and she cursed. Well, I busted out laughing because she don't curse, and I thought it was funny as hell. So anyway, I guess that was just kind of right on point for her. Okay, Libra. Home improvements, Libra, for you this month. Busy, busy, either around the house, apartment, or condo. You are on the move. Make sure your purchases are done before April 9th, beginning of Mercury retrograde. Finances looking good for you, Libra. That extra money you received this month definitely came in handy, huh? Some Libras are having nose, respiratory, or bone issues this month. Please check that out immediately. Do not let this pass or linger. Scorpio. One word, apologize. We are all human and subject to shortcomings, Scorpio. You did have a choice. Sagittarius. Love is definitely on the menu for you this month. Stop looking and watching, being shy. Go up and speak. A closed mouth will never get fed, Sagittarius. Stop being so shy, Sag. We know who you really are. This is the month for you financially to start lining up your ducks, so to speak. Summer will be real busy for you this year. Money will be a hot topic with you. Check and double check before doing any investing. If you can wait until after May 3rd to invest, beautiful, then do that. Capricorn, you finally get the help you have been looking for. Goals and accomplishments is all the rage with you this month. Your health improves if you were feeling a bit under the weather, or answers come regarding a health issue. A new beginning in your love life, finances, and career, Capricorn. Aquarius. Be careful with your money this month, Aquarius. I see scammers all around you. Please double and maybe triple check all documents before signing. Home and health most important. Delay any trips this month while we are in Mercury retrograde. Not a good month for you to be traveling, Aquarius. So just chill out for 3 weeks, and then if you can, unless it's a business or something emergency that you can't help. But other than that, just hang out at home for the next 3 weeks. Pisces. Ain't it a blip when you see yourself, don't know whether to laugh or cry? You come a long way, Pisces, and made some excellent changes for the better. Finances will improve this month. You will finally get some me time, which is a huge blessing for you, Pisces. Love life could become interesting. There is someone in the background that has been observing you for quite a while. Woo-woo! Quit playing, Pisces, and recognize him or her. And that is your April Horoscopes 2017.
Now,
okay.
I have a question,
yes, ma'am,
before we go on. Callers.
Okay.
For those of us that are on the cusp, can we take on the trait of either or both?
I would say both.
That's kind of what I thought, because when you were reading the Libra, it's kind of where I am too. So Virgo and Libra both were pretty accurate.
Yes.
All right, so those that are on the cusp of your sign, listen to those wise words. You can take on both.
Yes. Believe that. So true. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're ready, and I just want to say thank you for your patience. So 212-814-551-720-510-917-908-780-816. We're getting ready to begin. Thank you all, and thank you to the people, too, in the chat room. Okay, so our first caller is area code 212. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Yes. Hi. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N. Bryn, and my question is, I've been starting to form a remote healing type of modality that at some point I want to offer to my clients, and right now I'm just having people volunteer so I can get feedback and to sort of practice doing this. So my question is, how do you... I know this is probably something I'm not going to be doing, the only thing I'm going to be doing. I do foot reflexology as well, which I've been doing for 25 years, but I've been wanting to get more into energy work. And
okay.
I know by doing this, it's not the only thing I'm going to be doing, but I want to ask you how it's going to go. How do you feel?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to turn this over to Nina, because Nina, is our Reiki master. So you're talking about energy. I'm going to let her answer this for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Bryn, it's a great field to go into, as you well know. I do energy, long-distance energy healing all the time. It's something that I do. I don't make a living at doing this because I was a natural-born healer, and I prefer to use it as a gift from God. So that's how I do my healing. As far as you go, yes, you will be successful at this as long as you put your heart into it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What else?
Yeah.
What else would you like? Have you taken any healing course yet?
Yeah, no, in the past I took Reiki, and I also took an angel healing course, and I'm kind of combining things. It's almost like when I'm working on these volunteers, as a practitioner, everybody's different, so I don't stick to a form. You know, it seems that I kind of get drawn to doing different things so far on people, so it's kind of like improvisation in some way. Yeah.
Yeah, you do that depending on the person and their needs. Now, I am a Reiki master all the way up to all the way up as far as you can go. So I'm recognized as a holistic healer by the Government of Canada. So, if you only have one or two courses, I really recommend you go as far as you can with it.
Okay. Alrighty.
It will help immensely. There'll be times where you feel like you don't even need it, but the energy will flow through.
Okay. All right. I guess that's it. Anything else, or?
I'm not picking up anything else other than you will be terrifically successful with this.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a very good spirit. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Very good spirit.
Thanks a lot.
Yes. We're wishing you the very best. Thank you for calling, and we know that you're going to do well in that field. Yes, sir. Most welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Okay. Next call, area code 8. Oops, I hit something. Sorry about that. What did I do, Nina?
You didn't do anything, 814 still on.
Okay. 814, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good.
All right. We're terrific. What can we do for you, young lady?
Well, my question is, is my job, I don't know how to word this exactly, but I'm just concerned is about my job that I'm currently in. Do you see that my job is in jeopardy?
No.
No.
No, okay. Even before you actually asked the question, my angels were telling me, no, you're fine.
Okay, because they're having some changes at work with moving some people around, you know, in their positions, and that got me nervous. I didn't hear, you know, my boss didn't give me any indication to that, but I just, you know what I mean? I just got all worked
up
and everything about it. Okay.
No, you're not going anywhere. If anything, within the next 6 months, you might get a promotion. I see in 6 months there's a possibility of a promotion or an increase in pay. So, no, you're fine. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing good at your job. It's just changes. You know, economics causes a lot of companies to do budgetary changes and move people around. So you're okay. You're fine.
Okay. That's all I was worried about, that I would lose where I'm working at.
No, you're fine. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
you're okay.
You.
Yeah. And look for a promotion. Like I say, in 6 months, I see a promotion coming your way and more money. So,
great.
Don't stop what you're doing. You're doing good, darling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Amy.
That makes me feel so much better.
Well, good. We're glad. You have a wonderful week, and you're doing good. You're doing good. Okay? And thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, area code 551. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Miss Nina. This is T. I'm calling to see about my interview that I have on Tuesday for another job, and just wanted to see, where you see the interview going.
Oh, okay. And what is your first name again? I'm sorry.
T.
Oh, T. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you got an interview on Tuesday. You're going to get the job. Let's see here. Yes, you're going to get the job, and you're also going to have an opportunity to go back to school and take some courses.
Okay.
So you're
going to
have the opportunity if you want to improve yourself, you know, in that position or whatever, or maybe from that position you want to move up to another one. But you will have the opportunity to go back to school. I see the company paying for a part of the class. You know, like maybe they pay half and you pay half, and they'll give you money for your books. But you'll still be able to work.
That's so good to hear, because I'm so ready to get out of where I'm going. It's just madness currently at my job. I don't know what's going on, but it's just been kind of rough these last couple of weeks since I've been back.
Okay, well, you're doing fine. Just stay the course. Go ahead, Nina.
T, I'm seeing something, not about the job. Careful where you're walking.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, be careful where you're walking this week.
Okay.
Just be careful when you're stepping off of a curb onto the street just be aware, okay?
Okay, is there any, if I may ask, any reason why?
Well, yeah, I see you injuring yourself by tripping or step. Yeah, just be aware of
your
how
ankle.
You're walking.
Yep.
Okay. I'll be very careful, because I got heels going right now, and I'm heading to a dinner. So I'm like, let me watch where I'm going.
Yeah,
okay.
Just look down and watch as you're walking. She's right, because you could end up with an ankle injury. I see that what Nina's talking about. So, yeah. look down as you're walking and stepping off curves, like she said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that information. I've been so, like, ready for this.
Yeah, it's coming. And I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations. You're going to get the job. But it's going to be it's a job that's going to allow you to move up within the company.
Okay, that's good. Do you know when they'll be calling me back? Because I'm trying to see, because with the current job I have, I don't want to leave them with all this paperwork and stuff. So I want to start preparing myself. Do you know it's going to be at the end of the month or by May I'll be working?
I'm going to tell you, make it after, if it's possible, start after May 3rd. You never want to start a new job in Mercury retrograde, because I'll tell you why, it will not work out.
Okay.
It will not work out, so, yeah. So if you get the job, I mean, good where you're at now, but this new job that you're going to, see if you can start any time after May 3rd, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
You know, still put your applications and all that in. That's fine. And I'll tell anybody, even though we're in Mercury retrograde and you're looking for a job, don't stop putting your applications in, please. Continue to do that. Because by May 3rd, things will turn around that, you know, you probably will get hired or things will look better to your benefit. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, what's so funny, before I found out that my interview will be on April 11th. I've been meditating, and in March I heard two dates, May 7th and April 11th. And April 11th is the interview, but May 7th is like a Sunday. I don't know what the significance of those numbers are, but that's what I heard while meditating. So
keep praying.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is. Keep praying. And May 7th. Is probably will. I mean, I know it's on a Sunday, but maybe it's telling you that Monday you'll be starting on a new job, right?
Okay.
So the angels are telling me now to tell you just keep praying, and that May 7th date will come about, or maybe on May 7th you'll get the word that you got the job that you can start Monday the next day. How about that?
Okay, I'm gonna keep praying, and you know I'm a Sagittarius, so hopefully the love thing will go a little better too.
Yep. Yep, that's you guys this month. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Well,
bye.
Have a wonderful week, T. Yeah, and thanks for calling. And I'm gonna tell you right now, congratulations. Even though it's
Thank
not
you.
Till May 7th, I know you're gonna get the job. All right, girlfriend. Okay. Have a good one. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The time right now is 3:28 on the West Coast, and it's about 6:28 on the East Coast. All right, and the chat room is open. Go in there. Miss Nina's there to help you. Okay. All right, next caller is area code 917. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Linus and Miss Nina. This is Tim from New York. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hi, Tim. I'm doing terrific.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. So I know the retrograde is upon us, like you said, but the retrograde and that we shouldn't stop looking for a job. Do you see anything opening up anytime soon for me?
Oh, okay. Which field are you in so I can concentrate on that?
I'm kind of in the technical, helping people with their internet and phones, voice over IP, but I'm not exactly
sure
your
IP?
If...
Tim, your
kinda.
IT?
Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda IT.
For people? I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
Yeah.
CRC?
Customer. I'm sorry? Yeah, kind of customer support, yeah.
Oh, okay. But it's still through IT that he's doing it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's where you
want to
go, right?
That's where I'm at. I detest it. So
yeah,
I'm thinking of trying to change.
Yeah, I picked that up.
So I'm trying to figure out my options, not really sure, so I've just been trying to trying to see if I can get some guidance from my angels or spirit or meditate type deal. So if you see anything, please let me know.
Have you ever done
okay,
any...
Okay, Tim, go ahead, Nina.
Yep.
Have you ever done any DJing?
Any... I'm sorry, say again?
Disc jockey.
Oh, no, I have not.
Oh, okay. That popped in right away. Okay, Lennis, your turn.
I got program development. So I don't know. I wrote it down. They told me program development, but then I'm sure that's probably in the IT field, but get out. Oh, customers, maybe in customer service program development. Maybe that's it. Yes. Okay, yes.
Okay.
Program development as far as, like, customer service, what you're doing, like, I know you said that that irritates you, but you could develop some programs that might, because you already have the skill within you, so develop some programs that might could help people through their troubleshooting their problems or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Almost
okay.
Like I'm putting you as a programmer, but I don't want to put you as a programmer. You're developing. So you're already like so-so IT and customer service, but maybe to help people. Like if you bring that, I see the company, he almost could do this contractually, Tim. Because I see a company that would pay you if you went in with a contract and say, okay, I can do this, you know, improve your company with customer service, you know, by developing this program that I've instituted. And I see them going for it. Yeah. I see them going for it. I know that's like self-employment. You'd rather be with a company so you can have benefits and retirement and all that. But and which you still could do that, but maybe on the side also do a contractual basis.
Gotcha.
I'm going to tell you what I see. They're showing me right now like a nursing home, community center.
Okay, Lena. Just 1 minute. You just validated what I've been told. I've also picked up an orderly in an elderly home or in a hospital.
Ah, see? Okay. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. So what you need to do is check out, because like you say, you're doing CR, right? So,
yep.
I mean, customer service, yes. So if you go to these places and find, in the nursing home, like she said, medical, but you go in there and find out what do they have as far as the ID program or considering customer relations. And if they don't, then you're going to bring something in there to them. You know, you might end up being the director, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's great. I appreciate your time.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, ladies.
Yeah, check on it within your area, 5 to 10 miles within your area from home, nursing home or rehabilitation centers. Because I believe what you have, your skills in education, what you have, well, they'd be looking for somebody like you, and you're young. So you're bringing in new methods, new ideas. So.
Gotcha. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I'm wishing you the very best. Okay, let us know. Give me a Nina call back. Let us know how you're doing, Tim. Okay.
Will do.
Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Yes, sir. Okay, next call. Area code 908. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, yes. My name is Vanessa, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
So my question is about relocation. We live on the East Coast, and it's a little bit getting too much for us, and we want like an easier life for our kids. So the thing that is stopping me from relocating is I would be moving away from my immediate family. So I'm wondering if you guys see anything, if my angels are telling me how they're guiding me.
Are you married? You said you have children,
yes.
So you're married? Your husband
yes.
is relocating? He got another job
yes.
somewhere in another state? Okay. Well, you know, when you get married, you go where your husband goes, honey. see, moving. Well, where are you guys headed to? The West Coast?
Not the West Coast. Like Tennessee, that area.
Okay. Okay. Stop. That's fine. Tennessee doesn't have the best educational system down there like they would like to have. So just to let you know that, you might end up putting your children in private schools.
Yes.
Let's see. And you'd also have to look for a good neighborhood that you would feel comfortable in, you and your husband and the children.
Yes.
That's another thing. I'm looking at location. You know, where you live at. Food is good. Entertainment is good. Southern hospitality, if you like that type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
That style, lifestyle, Southern hospitality. You know, they're warm, kind of laid back.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm not saying anything bad other than location, where you decide to live. Once you get there and put your kids in private school, and I think the rest of it will just flow. It'll be fine. Now, you're not trying to move during Mercury retrograde, are you?
No.
Good. Okay. Well, I don't see any problems. Like I said, I that's what I saw. Nina, did you see anything for Vanessa?
The only thing is that you are going to be very homesick.
I know.
Oh. Who doesn't when you move away from where you were raised at, born and raised? We all get homesick. Well, you know what, Vanessa? Maybe once you get settled, maybe some of the family will come down and visit you.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll get a trip back home. Yeah, go ahead, Nina.
Why don't you tell her your folks will be coming to visit often?
Yes.
That's good.
Thank you.
The move will be fine. You guys are going to do good. Yeah. Okay, well,
thanks
for calling. Yeah,
thank
wish you the very best.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful week.
You're most welcome.
Uh-huh. Okay, next caller. Area code 720, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes, hi, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. Good. Hey, so
all right.
My husband's getting a promotion, and it could either make us stay where we are or move us. And
you're
I'm
moving.
Wondering what you see.
You're moving.
Moving.
Yep, you're moving.
Do you have any idea from the East Coast or the West Coast? Because literally
West.
It's all over the place.
Okay. West. And I'm seeing Nevada, Arizona, and California.
Yeah,
yep,
one of them's
Nevada,
in California, and one of them's Seattle. I also have Dallas and Houston.
Okay. Come on up here to Seattle. We're the rain weather, but we're
like
a beautiful
it?
State. I've
Do
been
like
here
it?
All my life. I'm the last of five. I was born and raised
How
here.
How are the schools out there?
The schools are good. No, because I'll tell you, we have a lot of private schools, a lot of charter schools, and what's the one for the kids? Not missionary. It starts with an M. I can't think of the name, but we have those too.
Montessori.
Yeah. Montessorial schools. There you go. Yes, we have a lot of those too. And most of the students here, and I'm going to tell you in Seattle, most of the students here go to college.
Well, I want an upscaler type of place. You know, I've never been there, so I'm a little worried. So,
yeah, you should come and visit, but come in the in the spring when the weather's nice, because we are a rainy climate. It's a lot to do here. You can ski, you can water sports, hike. There's all kind of community and festivals and stuff to go along year round. The only thing about Washington State is we're a rainy state. So we tell people, you know, you come here, we're rainy, don't complain, because we're a rainy state. You know, beautiful. It's beautiful. But, you know, sometimes the rain is like depressing, you know, gloomy day or whatever. And it gets
no,
on
I get
nerves.
It.
Yeah.
Right,
so,
I get it. I get it.
Okay. But, of course, you know, California, Arizona, Texas, Nevada, you know, you got good weather.
Yeah, good weather. Yeah. The choices are Seattle, L.A., San Diego, Houston, or Dallas.
It's not Dallas.
No, I was just getting ready to say Houston. Hush, hush. I was getting ready when she mentioned it. I was thinking, you're going to Houston.
I wouldn't mind Houston. It's on the coast there. It's nice.
Yep, but that's what I got. When you mentioned on cities, the one that I got was Houston. What did you get,
okay,
Nina?
San Diego or Houston.
Okay.
Okay, right. Vanessa, I hope you're writing it down. So those are your two choices, Houston or San Diego. There you
okay.
go.
Thank
yeah.
you so much. God bless. God bless you guys.
Oh,
have
God
a great
bless
day.
You
and I'll
too,
call back and let you know.
Yes, please do, and enjoy your new adventure and new journey. How about that?
Yes. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Next caller is area code 510. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I really liked your little thing on Cancerians because I'm a Cancer. So it sounded
good.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. My question is, I'd like to know if you see any romance coming for me this year.
October, November. Wow, why am I getting way in the fall? God, October. Oh, because there's someone coming back into your life, somebody that you haven't seen for quite some time. You haven't seen this person for about 10 years. And he's coming back into your life. He gets in touch with you, but it's not till the fall. He is divorced now, very much. He's been single for the last 3 years. Somehow your name came across his mind. He wanted to get in touch with you. This man I'm picking up is business. He's got 2 or 3 children. I think they're all teenagers. Like I said, he's been divorced for 3 years. He's a nice-looking guy. I think years or 10 years ago, you two might have, you know, like winked at each other, but you knew it wasn't possible at that time. But you know each other, but not surface. There you go. You know each other surfacely, but not deeply.
Okay.
But you run into each other, but this time both of you are single and available. And it looks like it's going to work out because you are what he needs, and I think he is what you need. Yeah, but
okay.
I don't see it till the fall of the year, so maybe this is time for you to prep, to get ready. I'm also seeing a marriage. Wow. This
really?
Guy is really looking for you. Yeah, he's really looking for you. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's somebody you met, but it was surface, you know, because like I said, he was married at the time, so you didn't really give two shoots, you know what I mean? But, you know, you thought, oh, you know, he's a nice person, good-looking fella, blah, 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 and just went on. Well, he didn't forget about you, even though you two haven't had any communication, but, yeah, he remembers you. You made an impression. So now that he's free, he's back. But I'm getting married,
clueless.
So, hey, this is something that's going to get deep. It's not just a relationship.
Yeah.
It's going to get deep enough because you and this guy are going to get married. So, yeah. You're like the wife he wanted a long time ago, not the woman he married.
Wow. I am clueless because I really haven't. I've been absorbed in my work, and that's it.
Well, and like I said, this was 10 years ago. So, you know. You're going to hear. I'm going to tell you. They're telling me now how you're going to hear. It's either going to come from a girlfriend or another guy. And they happened to run into him, and it was like he was so tickled because that was his opportunity then to get re-in touch with you, to get back in touch with you. So a girlfriend or a guy is going to tell you about, oh, so-and-so, was asking about you. He wanted to know how you were doing or blah, blah, blah. And then when you think back, you go like, oh, wow, God, that was a long time ago. Yup. But I do believe that when things are meant to be, they will be.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, Lisa, just enjoy yourself in the meantime, but prep yourself for the man that's coming this fall. When September comes in, start telling yourself, oh, my man is coming. My husband is coming.
You've got me thinking.
Yeah, I see it.
Wow. Okay, well, that's quite interesting. Now I'm going to be sitting here thinking for numerous months here.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I picked it up October, November. Let me ask Miss Nina. Miss Nina, what did you pick up?
Well, initially it was blank, and then when you said the fall, everything clicked into place. So, yeah, definitely in the fall.
Yeah. So you got to call us back, Lisa, and let us know.
Okay, thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm kind of tickled looking forward to it, too, for you.
Well, we will see.
Kinda nice. Yeah, you will. You will. That'll be your husband. All right, girlfriend, you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, don't forget, the chat room is open. Sometimes I know people get shy and they don't want to come on the air, and talk. You're more than welcome. Please go in the chat room. Miss Nina will answer your question. Very good. So either way, we got you. We got you.
Okay. I have one more announcement here. If you wish us to answer your question, please press 1 so that we know that. Otherwise, we think you're just listening. So if you want a question answered, please press 1.
There we go. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And where am I at? Oh, 816. That actually is next. Area code 816, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
I spoke to you about a few weeks ago. Actually, it was like 3 weeks ago because that was the time frame you gave me. You said that from my past, and you gave out his name, and like you described him like in detail to the T, was going to be coming back, and like what was keeping us apart before, like he is no longer like involved with. And you said in 3 weeks time, and that was 3 weeks ago. And I just wanted to know if you still see that happening.
Okay. Let's see. Something must have changed. Something changed. I see you turning right, and you should have went left. Huh. Yep, something changed. Were you just going through some kind of experience with, with some friends or a job?
No.
Okay. Once again. Jessica.
Angels are telling me have no doubts.
Okay.
You're doubting it. Don't do that.
Okay.
That's what's changed, Lennis. She's doubting.
Oh.
You can't doubt.
Okay.
Just know it is going to happen, and it will happen. But if you walk around doubting, it's not going to happen. You're not open
okay.
to it, then. You're not open. Be open to
yeah.
it is going to happen. Okay?
Yeah. This person, you said his name was Nick, and like you said, he's 6 foot, like all that good stuff. And in the past, he was still attached to an ex, and that like he kind of hurt me. And then you said that he is now free from whatever was keeping us from not getting together, and that you saw good things happening with him.
Okay, so believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, it still should happen. Yeah. It still should happen.
Right now,
so just believe it that he's coming. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
You're the one holding things back right now because of your doubt. Don't doubt.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm trying not to, but it's just hard because of, like I said, he hurt me before with a situation. So it's hard for me to be like open to him coming back, I guess.
Okay, well, you two need to have a conversation. Have you communicated with each other?
No, because you said that I would, like, run into him out or something, and you did say that we would have a lot to talk about, but, like I said,
okay.
like, I haven't reached out to him or anything. I'm just kind of, I don't know, like, I feel like, you know, if he wanted to, he'd reach out to me.
Okay, so you're really not wanting this relationship, and that's fine. If you really want it, it will happen. But you have to do some work towards that happening. If you don't want it
okay.
to happen, if you're going to be hurt, then maybe it's time to try something else.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's not the one.
Well,
I would, like Nina said, don't doubt it. Just believe it, because it will happen.
Okay.
But if you doubt it, then it won't. So just believe it's going to happen while you're out and about one day that you're going to run into him. And it is going to be different. It's not going to be like it was before.
Okay.
I wish I could do more. I wish I could hold your hand through all of this, Jessica. But because you have to be the one to do the work, okay?
So should I reach out to him somehow or...
Well, that's what the angels are telling me. Definitely, you can reach out to him, whether via email, whatever you feel like doing. But reach out and see what happens.
Okay. Okay.
You got nothing to lose, girlfriend.
Okay.
All
okay.
right, Jessica, let us know, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay.
Go for the block, Lennis. I've got my finger ready.
Okay. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, who is this?
This is Sunny.
Hi, Sunny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. What question can we answer for you today, young lady?
Well... not too long ago, and I guess an old boyfriend came back into my life, and we're older, and he was sharing with me how much he loved me, which kind of surprised me because I didn't really know that. And I was wondering what the future held for us. You know, am I moving? Are we getting married? Are we going to live happily ever after? What...
Okay, what's the first name? That's all we need.
His name's
Mike?
Jim.
Oh, Jim. Okay. I'm sorry?
Jim?
J-I-M, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure it's Jim and not Tim. Okay, let's see. You know you sound like Jelly, Sunny Jim. Excuse me. That's just me being silly. Okay.
Very good company.
Well, I see that he wants clarity. He wants to make sure that it's going to be you and him. He's putting all his eggs in the basket. It looks like Easter as far as his emotions and feelings are. So, yeah, he's really up on you. It's almost like there's a saying, like white on rice. That's how he is upon you. Yeah, he really does want you. He's not lying. He really does. He cares a great deal about you. So that is the truth.
Good.
Now, how far this relationship is going to go? Well, it could lead to marriage. Are you two looking for a permanent within the two of you? Because I see it could lead to marriage. And I'm also seeing two children. Wow, the angels are really coming forth. Marriage and two children, a girl and a boy. All this is going to happen within less than a five-year period.
Okay, then.
The marriage and the kids. Boy, you're just going to be poop-poop popping them babies out, huh?
That's wonderful.
All this happens in 5 years. You get married, you have two kids, and you both are just, you're doing good. But it's fast. I mean, it happens really quickly. So maybe it's time, because you two know each other, so maybe it's time for things to happen.
Okay, good, good, good. This is all good news, just what I wanted to hear.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel better.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'd like to get an invitation to the wedding, too. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling, Sunny, and congratulations to you, young lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller is area code 956. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, 956. You're on the air. Hello, hello. Okay, I'm going to the next call. Okay, next caller is area code 646,
hello.
You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy. How are you today?
Hi, Stacy. Doing great. And yourself?
Okay. I'm doing pretty good. I'm not going to take up too much of your time because I know you may have other callers waiting. But I have a quick question for you. Do you see a move happening for me to New Jersey, I would say, by July?
Can I just interrupt for a minute, please, Stacy. You're our ninth caller.
Hey! Oh. Yay! Congratulations, Stacy is our ninth caller.
You.
Yippee!
Yay! All right. Oh my goodness! Yay!
That's right.
Hey, number you called in, is that the number that you would prefer us to call you at?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, because we'll call you back and get a date and time to do your reading. And you get a one-hour free reading. You can either have
really?
Me and Nina or just me or Nina, whatever that you like. But anyway, that's later for that when we call you. So what question can we answer for you right now? Oh, the move to July to New Jersey. Okay.
Yes. I think it might happen before then, but if not, I'm thinking hopefully by July.
June.
Oh, my goodness, earlier than expected.
Yep, June.
Initially, in my mind, I had by June 15th.
Yep, you're right. I was just going to say it'll be around the middle of June. Yep, so you're right on, because the 15th is
right
in the middle.
I am flattered. I finally got something right. Wow. Sometimes I have premonitions, but I can't read my own self. But I just had a feeling that it would sometime happen in June. I said by June 15th.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm
that
happy.
Is correct.
Awesome.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. So will you guys give me a call back today?
Yeah, we'll call you back right after the show ends. when the show ends, we call you back and set up a date and time. Yeah.
All right. Okay, because right now I'm actually about to get, I live in New York City, so I'm about to actually board the train. So if you call me and I don't pick up, you can leave a message or you can just give me a call back maybe about 10 minutes after the show. I should be at my destination in about, well, you know what I'll do? I'll just hold on and wait. I'll wait for you guys, for your show to end,
no,
and we can set up something.
Okay, because the show is going to be on for another half an hour. So go ahead, Nina.
Okay. All right, so then give me a call back. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. You got
it,
girlfriend.
Okay, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Did it go out? Okay,
again,
here we
go. I'm going to remind everybody once again, if you would like to have a question answered, please press 1. Otherwise, we think you are just holding.
Okay. You heard. Yeah, because I don't know what happened to 956. Okay, next caller. I'll check back later. Next caller, 914. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Kathy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. Hi, Kathy, and welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. Thank you. I have this question about work. I'm looking for an editor for my project, and there's two guys, both by the same name of John. and I was wondering if you see either the older John or the younger John being the appropriate fit, or if I should keep looking. Hello?
It's okay, but we're thinking.
Okay. I know Mercury.
Okay, I'm getting the young John. Which one are you picking? I'm getting the young one. But the older one has more experience. But the young one, I guess because with him, I don't know why, I'm picking up wisdom. The angels are telling me the younger John has more wisdom. The older one has the experience, but the younger one with the wisdom also is susceptible to new ideas and new beginnings.
I do want to do more with him if there's a possibility of us working together well. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that
resonates. Okay, because I see the young John. New beginnings, but he's got wisdom too. So, you know, you don't have to be old to have wisdom. You can be young and have wisdom as well. But that's where I see that he's bringing to the table. The older John, he has more experience, but he's a little crotchety.
Yes.
The younger one is more acceptable. He's more willing to listen to what you have to say and how you want to work it. The old one is kind of set in his ways a little bit. You know, that's why I say he's a little crotchety. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like to flow. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so my suggestion, I'd say the young one. Go with the young John. You, Nina?
Thank
you. That's kind of what I was picking up, too. But I'm also picking up that the older John would be willing to answer any questions you might have.
Yeah, because he has more experience.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the young John will definitely work with you, so no problems.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. No problems with the young one. Yep. Okay. So maybe
thank you.
Use the older John as a reference. You know,
that's
on some things
idea.
That you're working on. Just as a reference material type of thing. But you're actually working with the younger one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a sounding board.
There
yeah.
you go. Listening pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Very
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Gone with it, Kathy.
Well, thanks.
You got it. Hey, wishing you the very best, young lady.
Same here.
All right. Have a wonderful week. And congratulations on your new venture. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And next caller, well, let me try 956 one more time before I go further. See if there's on. 956, are you on the air with us now? 956, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello. Oh, good.
Hi.
We got an answer from you. Okay, 956, who is this?
Yolanda.
Hi, Yolanda. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Terrific.
Well,
what can we answer for you?
I was wondering if you could tell me in my relationship that I am right now, can you tell me what you see regarding that?
Okay, what's
how
his
do
first
you
name?
See that? Caesar?
Caesar is a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good cook. He tries to understand and communication. I think sometimes it's not a barrier. It's just that he doesn't understand. You may have to explain a little bit more clarity for him to understand. I'm not picking up anything
mm-hmm.
bad. It's just like, you know, some people have very good communication skills and some people don't. So when people don't understand, it's just that they have to preface it and do it say it another way, and then the person will understand.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as that, he likes to go. He's an active person, quite active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
I guess if you can keep up, Yolanda. That's all I see. That he's, you know, he's a, I don't want to say he's a hyper person, maybe just a tinge, but he's active. So if you can keep up with him, I'm not seeing anything bad about the relationship, you know, other than you just, you know, communication as far as that. But other than that, I'm not picking up anything.
Do you actually see it going forward?
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking you is because this person I've known since, gosh, I think I was 18. And we've been on and off, you know. He's been through 3 marriages. I've been through mine, you know, back and forth. And I just want to know, is it even worth my time, you know, to go ahead and focus? Because since, you know, it's been.
Well, I want you to.
Like.
Okay, Yolanda, I want you to understand Caesar's like fast food society. That's why I said if you're willing to keep up with him, because he's always on the move and active and going here, there, and everywhere. If you
oh, yeah.
like that lifestyle, then go for it. If not, then that's not you.
Okay. But mentally and emotionally, do you think he's ready?
No.
Okay.
Why do you think he's had 3 marriages?
Mm-hmm. That's the reason I'm asking.
To settle down? No. No.
Okay.
No. He's like a kid on a skateboard right now. Just going.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, if you're looking
that's
for somebody to settle down with, and who's Romeo? The angels are telling me about a Romeo. Who's Romeo? Do you know who that is?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe
you're telling
Robert?
Me Romeo. Oh.
Yeah. It's Robert.
Robert is Romeo? Okay.
Yep.
He's waiting in the wings. Why are you keeping him at a bay? I'm not picking up anything bad on him. Ooh. No, my stomach just started bothering me about Robert. What is it about? Oh, he has stomach problems. Okay. His stress takes him to ulcers or whatever. Okay, I see now. Yeah, what about Robert, Yolanda?
Robert passed away.
Ah.
Oh. Oh. So that's why he's still in your heart, huh? Okay. Well, the name came up. That's why I wanted, yeah, to know. Okay. Well, Caesar ain't Robert, okay?
That's
I'm not trying
definite.
To do a comparative here, but Caesar's just going. He's just out there going. Mm-hmm. That's not the guy for you. You want somebody that's going to settle down, communicate, be a friend, a confidant, a lover, and, you know, somebody that truly loves you. That's not Caesar. He's not the one.
Okay. And how about Robert? Why is he coming through?
Because he's thinking about you. He loves you. It's okay.
No, and that's, I have no problem with it. You know, him coming through, but I'm just wondering if he has anything he needs to tell me or.
Love yourself.
Okay.
That's what I just got. For you to love yourself. So I guess it begins with you, Yolanda.
Yeah.
It begins with you. But that's all. He's just, I just got that from him, from the angels. He's just saying to love yourself. And he comes and goes. You know, when you think about him, he's there. He comes and goes. So, yeah. But it's good. You know, he's a good spirit. So.
He was a very good person, too.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get married, and he passed away right before.
Oh, okay. So there's someone else that you're going to marry that's going to be not only good as Robert, but even better than him. But you haven't met him yet. He hasn't come yet, but he's coming. Yeah, he's coming, but not yet. Just go with the flow like
well,
you've been
be
doing,
waiting.
Loving yourself. Give yourself, have a good time, make Yolanda happy. Make Yolanda smile every day. All right.
Sounds good. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week.
Glennis?
Yes, ma'am.
Glennis, before we go on to the next caller, I have one important event I forgot to mention. On Tuesday, April 12th, is the anniversary of the day I met my husband and the day we got engaged. It's 43 years.
Oh, congratulations. Isn't that beautiful? Ooh, not many people can say that. That is beautiful.
And we were married 2 months and 3 days later. So, yeah, June 15th, when you were talking to our other caller about her moving on that day, yeah, it's a good day to move.
Oh, that is so nice. Oh, I'm so happy for you and Jim. That's beautiful. A lot of people can't say that. Wish they could, but, you know. So congratulations to both of you, and God bless you both. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, going on, our next caller is area code 916. There we go. 917, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emma.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Emma.
Emma. Oh, I'm sorry. Emma, E-M-M-A. Okay. Hi, Emma.
Okay. So I have something going on with my boss that, like, we were on good terms for a long time. She's also my friend. And, you know, the last 2 weeks something has changed, and I don't really like her demeanor towards me anymore, and I don't like it. So,
what's her first name, Emma?
Really, sorry?
And I'll tell you. What's her first name, and I'll tell you?
I'll just say N.
A-N-N? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? When you started speaking, I got a headache on the left side of my head.
Okay.
Okay. I just want you to know that, I mean, it's gone now. It's went away. When you mentioned Anne, then it stopped. So, and now I know. You two are. What would you like to know? were, are you two not going to be friends anymore? Is that what you want to know, or why are you, why you two fell out?
No, more like I don't understand what happened, you know? I think she's really, I don't know, like, it's not a very stable person, I don't think, so it affects me.
Okay, Emma, you said something that turned her 180 degrees. I don't know what it is, but you said something and she turned around on you. Yes, she does have some issues, and you're aware of that. You know that. And she is on medication. What else? The angels are saying for you just to lie low, watch your words when you're speaking. Think twice, speak once. It's your words. But like I said, I know she has some issues too. So don't be, okay, wait a minute. Don't be her battering ram or her, oh God, come on, angels. I can see it, but I want to say it. Don't be the person that she just treats really, I'll just put it like this, treats ugly all the time, you know, or takes their problems out on you or whatever that's going
right.
on. And it doesn't have anything to do with you, but she'll snap on you for no reason.
Yeah,
so
that's what it's becoming, and I don't like that. It was nice and pleasant at first, and now all of a sudden she's taking things out on me, and I don't like
job.
It.
Emma, do your job, do it well, and try and just stay out of her way for the next little while.
Yeah.
I am. She told me to come into work today, and then, like, 2 hours later, she called, don't come in today.
Well, this is her problem. It's not yours. There's something going on with her.
Yes.
So don't
yeah.
worry. Don't worry about it. It will pass. But just like I said, do your job, do it well. And just try to stay out of her way for, I'd say, the next 3 weeks till Mercury retrograde is over with.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just too bad. It was a really nice relationship, and it just turned sour completely. Like.
It's not you. She is having problems, Emma. Once she get resolved these, then things will be better for you again. Okay?
Yes. Okay. So I hope she gets better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, next call. Ooh, we're getting down there, aren't we? Next caller, area code 310. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi there, ladies. This is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. How are you today, young lady?
I'm doing really well. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Terrific.
I had a question if either of you saw me being able to get to visit Ireland this year.
Only if we get to go.
Field trip.
There you go, yeah. Field trip. We can't say road trip. It's too far, so field trip.
Yeah.
Oh, what a nice vacation. Oh. One of my girlfriends went, and she took her mother, and they just, fell in love.
I've heard it's magical.
Yeah. Okay, Bridget to Ireland. Were you going in June or July?
No, I planned on moving in June or July, but not to Ireland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I saw a move in June, so that's what I was asking. When were you thinking of going to Ireland? Where were you going to take the vacation?
Well, I was hoping this fall.
Okay. Hold on. That's enough. Don't say any more. You're going with somebody. There's a guy going with you, huh?
No, probably a girl.
Okay, well, I saw a girlfriend, but I'm seeing a guy, too. I don't know. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm with a woman. But I do have a guy friend who said, if you're able to get over there, I'll hop over.
Okay, there you go. I know I'm seeing this. I don't see him as a boyfriend or anything like that, but I see him as a friend. Okay, so you and your partner are going to go. Well, yeah, you guys are going to go in the fall, but I see him going too, so it'll be the three of you traipsing around Ireland looking for the little leprechauns. Yeah, so I see the three of you going.
That's on the list. Oh, yep. Good. So he'll be able to go, too. Okay.
Yes, yes. The three of you are going to go, and you're going to have a good time. Oh, my goodness. I see you shopping. I see you in this green box-pleated plaid skirt. I don't know why you bought it, but you just thought, oh, I'll do the Ireland thing. But I see you. So remember this when you get over there and, like, you know, somebody told me I was going to buy a skirt.
I know. I'm going to be like, is that the skirt?
Yeah, but I see you in a box-pleated plaid skirt that you bought that you're wearing. It's cute. It's cute, and it looks like you're doing the jig. I don't know why you're being silly. You're doing the jig over there, you know, the Irish or Scottish jig. Huh?
My turn. I see you in mega pubs and having a good time.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well,
you're not necessarily drinking a whole lot, but you are having a good time with the locals.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Okay? So, yeah, that and there's a couple of tours of some castles involved.
Ooh,
tours of castles.
See? They have them all through Ireland. Yep.
Oh, well, this is fantastic. I've been looking forward to be able to get over there. So
you are going to love it.
Yes,
Thank
you are.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Also, Bridget, the three of you will not have any problems entering or exiting. You know what I mean? Leaving America and coming back, you'll have no problems. You guys will be fine.
Oh, cool.
And same when you get to Ireland, you'll be fine. So you don't have to worry about your traveling issues. There won't be any.
Good.
It's a Commonwealth country, so you shouldn't have any problems at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ladies. I will
let us know when
both
you get
of you
back.
When I'm over there.
And have a wonderful, we know you will, though, but, yeah, you and your partner and your friend just have a wonderful, wonderful time, which we know you will. And thanks for calling today.
Thanks so much, Nina and Lennis. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too,
young lady. Okay. Area code 323. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Christy. How are you guys?
Hi, Christy. Doing terrific. How you doing?
Good. Pretty good. I was calling to see if you see me being in any kind of a different career. I'm having a little bit of a hard time at work right now, and I wasn't sure if either it's going to change or I'm going to be into something new.
Okay. What's your field?
I'm in social work.
Okay. Okay. That's a hard feel right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Well, you're in the government. I feel like somebody's pushing down on my shoulders. I feel you, Christy. You know what I mean? Like they're just pushing me down. Like, Jesus, stop, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Did you want to change your career or do you want to continue in that field?
I like the field. I think I'm thinking it might be the organization I'm with.
Oh, okay. So you don't work for the government. You work for a private agency?
I work for a nonprofit. I mean, we're government. We have government funding coming through.
Funding, right.
So maybe
I understand.
That's what you
saw. Nonprofits. Have you thought about applying for the at the feds or either your state for social services?
No, I haven't actually.
You should try that, and I'll tell you one, Benny's, of course, without a doubt, in retirement. But with your skills and knowledge in education, and trust me, I'm sure at the state level, they probably could use a whole bunch of social workers. They probably don't have enough. And then at the federal level, it's a little bit different because, of course, you're dealing with higher scales of social work incidents. But I would try that. I would try. I would apply at the state. And
okay.
In fact, I see you at the state getting on, to be honest with you. I see you working for the state. So, but I want to tell you the feds, too. Feds pay a little bit more, but I'm a little reluctant because of 45th is talking about cutting back on federal jobs. So,
right.
You know, a little hesitant to tell you to, you know, well, yeah, jump on over there to the federal government. No, go to state. And you will get on. You'll get a position. So what I'll tell you right now, Christy, is apply like crazy at the state, all over the place. I mean, you know, social work, but, you know, as many applications you can put in. And hopefully the job will not come about until after May 3rd. And you know what? It probably
right.
won't, because I'll tell you, you know, the government's slow. Jesus, even at the state level, they're slow. So, but I would get the applications out now in April, and then possibly in May, you get some interviews, then you can give the other company 2 weeks' notice and see ya, don't want to be ya.
Well, that is something I hadn't thought of, so thank you. That's a different avenue for me to explore.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I really
well,
appreciate the insight.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And give us a call back and let us know how it's going. But I see you working at the state, so do put the application in. It's just that I don't want you to start till after May 3rd, which
okay.
I'm sure you will get a not only starting date, but, you know, your interviews. So
right.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good week there. All right. And our last call. Got one more call.
Lannis,
yeah,
we don't have time.
We
don't have time.
Hi,
no.
That's okay. I'll talk to you ladies some other time.
Is this Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll call you after the show. 708.
Okay.
Okay. 525-709. Okay, I'll call you after the show, Tiffany.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you, everybody, from around the world, in the chat room, calling in on the phone. We just had a fantastic, excellent show today, and I just want to thank everybody. I really do, and I want you to remember that the full moon is tomorrow. The Mercury retrograde begins today. You know, speak twice. I mean, think twice, speak once. Don't buy any big-ticket items during this period, because it's not going to work out. Don't start anything that's really new, like a relationship or a job or anything like that. Wait till this three-week period has passed and then begin again. If anything, you know, you can put applications in. If you meet somebody, just keep it low-key. Don't, you know, like, ooh, we're going to have sex before the end of the month. No, let's just keep it low-key. So, and go ahead, Nina, what did you want to say? I'm just going on.
Lannis, after the show, could you give me a call too, please? And also, I would like to wish everybody a happy Easter. I hope whatever you do next weekend, you fill your life with love and joy. I'm going to have a good weekend. All my loved ones are going to be around me. And I wish for whatever you have decided to do for this celebration that you find peace. Above all, find peace. I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room, which there was only two people, one of them being Tiffany. And everyone that called in today, we did have a really great show. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. And we'll see y'all not next Sunday. Happy Easter, everybody, but we'll see you on the 23rd. Okay? All righty.
All right. Good night, everyone.
And and if no one's told you that they love you today, me and Nina truly do. Thank you. Good night, everybody.